You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Any fraud, you can test the charge. Everyone knows you're not responsible for fraudulent charges on credit cards, and it's all well and good. Debit, on the other hand, as soon as you swipe it, the money comes right out of your account.
Little says the security chips that U.S. banks are finally putting into their cards help, but not with online banking.
It provides awesome security in the event your card is stolen. But since then, we've had the rise of purchasing things online, and chip and PIN doesn't help you in online transactions.
The most commonly used drug in the U.S. relieves pain, and it might dampen emotions, too. A new study on acetaminophen finds that it can flatten both positive and negative emotions. Earlier research found that the main ingredient in Tylenol and more than 600 medicines works on psychological as well as physical pain. The nation's capital is marking the 150th anniversary of the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. A ceremony was held yesterday reenacting the final commute the president took from the White House to Lincoln's cottage. Later that evening, on April 14th, President Lincoln attended a play at Ford's Theater where he was shot by John Wilkes Booth. Ford's Theater will mark the event by hosting an overnight vigil tonight outside the theater. Lincoln died in a boarding house across the street from the theater on April 15th, 1865. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:05. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's time for the weather. It's 52 degrees right now and overcast in Flemington. Generally cloudy, a high around 65 today with winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, overcast and a low of 46, winds light and variable. And for tomorrow, the 15th, partly cloudy and a high of 69. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Thursday with a high of 64, light rain, and then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon on Friday the 17th, a high of 66. Sunshine and clouds mix, 71 on Saturday, a shower on Sunday morning, and then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 64. 55 in over by the county complex, 56 up in Tewksbury, 55 up in Highbridge, 53 in Phillipsburg, 53 in Stockton and Frenchtown, and 53 in East Amwell. Time for Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Thank you.
Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We accomplish this by improving and working on your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for business or personal use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And if you need to get in touch with me outside of the show, BluePantherBIZ.com is my company website. Welcome to April and another edition of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Got a bunch of different things here out in the news. First one having to do with Facebook. Facebook will get you to use Messenger for everything, is the intent of the Facebook team. This article is written by CheatSheet.com, and the author is Jeff Balut, and it was published on the 29th of March. Jeff says that at Facebook's developer conference in San Francisco, the social network announced it will enable developers to create apps that integrate with Messenger. Its Messenger app will now have 600 million monthly active users. 600 million monthly active users. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook wants to make it easier for those users to share more content through Messenger. The social network unveiled more than 40 new apps that enable users to enhance their conversations with GIFs, photos, videos, audio clips, and other forms of creative expression. Now, it's interesting. I'm going to get out of the article for here for just a minute. Twitter has done the same thing. They're starting to do the videos as well. So you can see that the social media concept of chatting is starting to get enhanced and move away from just the written word. So we're starting to include more multimedia type options. You can discover these apps via the Composer or tap install when a friend sends you a message from a Messenger platform app. Facebook's Messenger head, David Marcus, formerly president of PayPal, said that more than 40 apps are participating in the launch of Messenger platform. These first apps are available on Messenger now, and Facebook has already opened the Messenger platform to developers in a post on its developer site where it lists the first 47 apps integrated with Messenger. Facebook explains, with Messenger platform, an app's content can be shared through private and group message to spark conversations that are creative and expressive, while providing developers with growth and re-engagement opportunities. Messenger platform apps can display the option for a person to install the app from within Messenger or to reply using content from the app. If the person receiving the message doesn't already have an app installed, they can tap install to be taken directly to the app store and get started if using the app. This means people can discover apps recommended by their friends naturally through their conversation. I'm not sold yet, Mark Zuckerberg. I don't want to be pigeonholed in the world of Facebook. I don't use Messenger right now. Messenger comes to me occasionally. I answer a quick question, and then I actually uninstall it again. I don't want to be hooked into a proprietary Messenger application. I like to use the regular text messaging, and choose my own app for that. And so, not sure where this is going yet. There's obviously a vision by Facebook, but at the moment, I'm not necessarily really happy with somebody chatting me and asking me to install an app that I don't know much about. So it'll be interesting to see why Messenger is not, quote-unquote, an open platform that everybody could use, why it's proprietary and why it's enclosed, encased. And so I'm not sold yet. We'll see. But you can see how Facebook is trying to drive its own business. If I get you to be hooked into a certain type of app that you want to converse with, and you want to get that to me as a friend, now you're forcing me through Messenger to install Facebook's apps, and that bothers me. But I can see how that would be very effective for a lot of different users, especially when there's 600 million of them. It's 10:12. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Ashore Shred. Ashore Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Alright, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. One of the things that's been going on, I've been receiving an unbelievable amount. I must be on some list. And believe me, I do not give out my email addresses lightly. I'm on some list where I am getting, on a daily basis, somebody trying to send me billions of dollars that I'm supposed to somehow hold on to and send to some foreign country. Obviously, I delete them immediately. I never open up any of the attachments. There's more scams going on than ever, in my opinion. It just seems to be that way. And just came across an article on NJ.com by Karen Price Muller of NJ Advanced Media. And it outlines the grandma scam. Bamboozled, a close-up look at the grandma scam. Now, I'm going to go through this with you. If you are an elderly individual, I want you to listen up and heed my advice. If you are somebody who is close to an elderly individual, I want you to somehow, in some way, take this information to them and go over it with them so they understand. There's more of these going on than ever, and you need to be vigilant and making sure that your elderly family members are not taken like this woman was. Her name is Ella. It's a fictitious name because they don't want to talk about it. But fraud now is trying to focus on your grandchildren, using your grandchildren as the pawn in the situation. Now, it's not true, but they are faking you out. It happened to a bamboozled reader who we'll call Ella. She was so embarrassed by her name, by the situation, she didn't want to share her name. Ella was 81, and she received a phone call from someone who said that he was her grandson. He said he was in big trouble in Clearwater, Florida, having had an automobile accident. He said, please don't tell his parents, and he needed financial assistance. Ella said in a police report, he sounded so desperate, and said that the man he would put on the phone was from National Auto Rental. The man, he called himself Michael Burgess, came on the line and explained that he would accept payment for the damage. He would be willing to overlook any paperwork if I could send $1,500 to get the necessary repairs done, Ellis said in the police report. Burgess then gave the payment instructions. Purchase three $500 Green Dot Money Pack cards. All right, so as soon as you start to hear about the Green Dot cards, you already know you're involved in some type of a scam. And they're telling you you could be found at Rite Aid. On the back of the card, there would be a scratch-off area with many numbers, and I was to read those numbers off after Mr. Burgess called me back, Ella said. I could not get him to give me a number so I could call him back. So Ella went to Rite Aid. She said she selected three cards and tried to use her American Express card to get cash to pay. But after $1,000, American Express wouldn't give out any more money. So Ella used her Wells Fargo debit card for the remaining $500. Ella said she kept trying to reach her grandson, but she couldn't contact him. And then Burgess called. Ella gave him the numbers from the backs of the Green Dot cards. She also asked to speak to her grandson. When they put him on the phone, he told me he couldn't stay on the phone because of roaming charges on his phone, Ella said in the police report. I said I would take care of that, but to no avail. Ella told her grandson to get a receipt and a business card for the rental car company, but the alleged fraudsters weren't done with Ella yet. Burgess soon called again, this time saying Ella needed to pay an additional $2,500 for repairs to the car her grandson hit. Burgess suggested I go to a different store because of the amount I had taken at Rite Aid, but he said to the police report, I went to CVS, and a wonderful woman at the courtesy counter, she advised me this was a scam. The woman insisted Ella go to the police, so she did, without buying any new Green Dot cards. The police were wonderful and kept telling me that this was not my grandson and I should notify his parents. I didn't want to upset them until I was sure, Ella said, so I called and finally and asked my daughter-in-law how my grandson was, and she said he was fine. He was at one of his three jobs he had for the summer. While Ella was still at the police department, Burgess called again. This time Ella put the call on speakerphone. My supposed grandson came on again and begged me to comply with the latest request because of what could happen to him, Ella said. I asked him his date of birth. There was some talk in the background, and I didn't hear anything again, and he hung up. Ella left the police department with her police report, labeling what happened to her theft by deception. So, folks, here's the deal. If you're getting emails or phone calls and you're being asked to go and get Green Dot cards, you're being scammed. Okay? It's not the only way you're being scammed, but you should not have to pay any money for any type of reward. You should not have to pay any money for a refund that you're getting from the IRS, and you should not have to pay for Green Dot cards. It's a way of them getting past the insurance and the deceptive practices that are being followed by bank cards and debit cards. And so it's a way of them avoiding that. Green Dot cards, as soon as you hear that, that is the clue. All right, so please, if you are getting that call, hang up or do what Ella did later on. She should have done it earlier, asking for more identification information. If you are close to somebody who is elderly and may be susceptible to that type of a scam, well, have a little chat with them. And perhaps it's time to have some monitoring on their credit cards so that you are getting an email when somebody is making a purchase, so that you are getting a hint as to maybe they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. At some point, elderly folks start to lose a little bit of judgment, and they need people to keep an eye on them. Don't know when that is. Don't know if it ever happens to every senior, but you need to focus on it, and you need to have that conversation. It's the world of technology is more confusing and deceptive than ever, and elderly folks are just not as savvy technologically in understanding what is being passed by them. You need to make sure you can do that. All right, so that's a very interesting local article there, giving us a sense of how quickly and easily something like that can happen. It is 10:25. Why don't we do this? Why don't we go to news and weather now, and then I can pick up on some of the other articles that I have here in a little bit. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Al-Shabaab terrorist group is claiming responsibility for an attack that left at least 5 people dead and 10 injured at 2 Somali ministries. Officials say today's attack in Mogadishu began with 2 explosions at the entrance to the government complex. A police major says armed fighters stormed in behind the blasts at a building that houses the ministries of higher education and petroleum and minerals. Police officials say authorities regained control of the complex about a half hour after the assault began. A suspect is under arrest in the fatal shooting of a community college employee in North Carolina. Kenneth Stansel was arrested in Daytona Beach, Florida early this morning. Stansel is accused of shooting and killing an employee of Wayne Community College in Goldsboro, North Carolina, Monday. Baggage handlers at Miami International Airport are raiding your luggage like it's just another day at the office. Now dozens are facing criminal charges after they were caught on film taking whatever they please from passengers' checked bags. Police tell CNN the secret cameras were part of an ongoing investigation. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
This Friday.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere Friday on the CW.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Another Republican has entered the presidential race. USA's Russ Jones reports.
After months of deliberation and prayer about the future of our country, I have come here tonight to make an announcement on how I believe I can best serve her.
That's Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who will join a growing number of Republican presidential hopefuls. While some thought Hillary Clinton's campaign announcement would trump Rubio's big day, the Florida senator says Hillary is so yesterday.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday.
The freshman senator is the youngest contender in the growing presidential race. I'm Russ Jones.
New York City joins the world in observing a grim anniversary. It was 1 year ago today that hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls were kidnapped by Boko Haram terrorists. The Empire State Building will be lit in red and purple tonight to draw attention to the fact that so many of the girls are still missing. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
An expert on the subject says major data breaches show that it's time to pay a lot more attention to credit and debit card security. Matt Little, the vice president of product development at PKWare, says credit cards are safer than debit cards.
Well, the credit card model is pretty simple. You buy whatever you want. At the end of the month, you review all the charges. If there's any fraud, you contest the charge. Everyone knows you're not responsible for fraudulent charges on credit cards, and it's all well and good. Debit, on the other hand, as soon as you swipe it, the money comes right out of your account.
Little says the security chips that U.S. banks are finally putting into their cards help, but not with online banking.
It provides awesome security in the event your card is stolen. But since then, we've had the rise of purchasing things online, and chip and PIN doesn't help you in online transactions.
The most commonly used drug in the U.S. relieves pain, and it might dampen emotions, too. A new study on acetaminophen finds that it can flatten both positive and negative emotions. Earlier research found that the main ingredient in Tylenol and more than 600 medicines works on psychological as well as physical pain. The nation's capital is marking the 150th anniversary of the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. A ceremony was held yesterday reenacting the final commute the president took from the White House to Lincoln's cottage. Later that evening, on April 14th, President Lincoln attended a play at Ford's Theater where he was shot by John Wilkes Booth. Ford's Theater will mark the event by hosting an overnight vigil tonight outside the theater. Lincoln died in a boarding house across the street from the theater on April 15th, 1865. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:31. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, we're at 52 degrees and overcast skies. Today is Tuesday, April 14th. We have cloudy skies today and a high of 64. Winds northeast at 5 to 10. Cloudy skies tonight, low 46. Winds light and variable and intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, a high of 69. On Thursday, we'll experience intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 64. Light rain early on Friday the 17th. Cloudy in the afternoon with some showers, 65. Intervals of clouds and sunshine and 71 on Saturday, and a shower or two in the morning on Sunday, partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 65. Temperatures in our area right now, we're in the low 50s in the middle of the county in Alexandria and Franklin. We're at the mid 50s, 55 up in Highbridge, 56 in Tewksbury, 54 in Raritan, and 54 in East Amwell. More tech today coming right now. All right, welcome back to Tech Today. Many people have an iPhone, and I have an article here by Carissa Giuliano on March 27th from CNBC that says 13 tricks you didn't know you could do with your iPhone. So let's see what they are. Might be some interesting little tidbits in here. Number one is you can speed up the amount of time it takes to charge your device by putting your iPhone in airplane mode while it's plugged in. Why does it do that? Well, because it's not running and constantly checking out in the internet. So it charges your battery 100% faster. So all you have to do is put it in airplane mode for just a little bit, charge it up. And for iPhone people, that's a huge situation because for whatever reason, the iPhones drain batteries faster than any other one. If a four-digit passcode isn't up to your security standards, there's a little-known alternative. Your iPhone grants you the ability to make a passcode with letters rather than numbers. Simply go to Settings, Passcode Lock, then turn off the setting that reads Simple Passcode. A screen will appear allowing you to change your passcode with a full keyboard. That's kind of cool. I use actually a pattern for my, I don't have an iPhone, I have a Galaxy, but I use a pattern. I don't use a numbers, and I use a pattern. The pattern is a series of dots, and I use the most complicated pattern, not pattern, but the pattern plot. I have 36 dots. The basic pattern is 9. I have 36 dots, and I draw a pattern in those 36 dots. So even if somebody could see my pattern, they still have to figure out where it starts and where it ends. Not so simple. Trying to meet up with someone, but they just cannot seem to find you? Quickly send your location from the message app by going into iMessage with said friend, tapping details and selecting send my current location. A map will then be sent to your contact via iMessage or text. If you're someone who likes to fall asleep in the sound of music, you're not alone. Luckily, your iPhone will let you dictate how long you want your music to play. Go to your clock, tap on the timer icon, set the amount of time you want your music to play, and tap on when timer ends. Then tap on Stop Playing. Your phone will automatically switch your music off when the time has elapsed. Long gone are the days of paying $1.29 for the same song multiple times. For separate members of your family with family sharing, all family members can share purchases even if they have their own accounts. Up to 6 people in your family have the ability to share purchases from iTunes, iBooks, and App Store. That is a big savings. I'm not a big fan of actually paying for anything that is phone related. I usually will find some app that fulfills my needs that is shareware. But if you are paying on iTunes, well, now you know that you can actually borrow or use the same purchase that somebody else made. You just have to know about it. Number six, when you're traveling, it's a good idea to find out which apps the locals love most. Whether it's food, public transportation, or the best nightlife, the locals know best. To see what locals are downloading, go to App Store and tap Near Me for iOS 7 or Explore for iOS 8 at the bottom. Hidden benefit. Certain characters of the iOS keyboard are a wide range of letters and symbols that are only available with a long press. For instance, when entering the last part of a web address in your browser, long press the period key to reveal a list of suffixes to choose from. And what that will bring up is .gr, .us, .org, .edu, .com, .net. So you don't have to type .com anymore. You just hold down the period key and a little pop-up will show up. Number eight, decided not to send that lengthy text? Don't waste more time holding down the backspace key. Just shake your phone. After shaking your phone, you're prompt to undo typing. Change the mind again, shake it again, and tap to redo typing to retrieve the original message. Reading on your phone is an awesome convenience until annoying advertisements get in the way. Make reading articles at Safari easier with Reader Mode. If the page you're on supports this function, tap the icon illustrated below to view just the text and photos without ads or distractions. And there's a graphic here that shows how you're able to do that. It's essentially a series of lines that looks like a document. And when you click on that, it removes all the ads and just leaves the article by itself. It's in the top left-hand corner of the title near the URL. All right, so if you see that document type icon, you click on that, that's reader mode. Number 10, hanging a picture. Use your iPhone as a level. Just swipe right in the Compass app, and the world's most convenient level is now in the palm of your hand. Quickly respond to any text message with a single swipe. Most iPhone users know you can slide a notification up to dismiss it, but were you aware that you can pull the alert down and respond instantly? Then receiving an iMessage while reading an email or playing Candy Crush, you can easily respond to the message without exiting your current screen. That's on the notification area on the top. You just pull that down and a little message area pops up where you can either say it, voice activated, or you can type. And number 12, photo junkie, selfie expert. When the camera app is open on your phone, use the volume up button in your headphones to quickly snap a photo. Now you can take a more natural looking photo without touching your screen. And seeking a night of uninterrupted sleep, while many users are aware that the Do Not Disturb feature prevents your iPhone from ringing during those hours, this feature can be taken a step further. If any of your favorite contacts call you, or a second call from the same person comes within 3 minutes, you can tell your iPhone to ring. To enable this feature, go to Settings, Do Not Disturb. A small moon icon will appear, and you will be able to choose all of your specific settings. So if somebody is truly trying to get in touch with you because it's an emergency, iPhone is smart enough to know that is something they should let through. Very interesting stuff. 13 little apps that you had no idea were available. How about 10 apps that will make your life infinitely easier? Okay, so now we're not just dealing with iPhone anymore. We're dealing with a whole bunch of them. And we have, this is from Mashable. And it's on Mashable.com, published by and written by Carissa Bell on the 29th. And it says, City Mapper will help you navigate some of the biggest cities in the United States and Europe. The app pulls in data from local public transit and puts maps and directions at your fingertips. It also works offline so you can get around even without data connection. City Mapper connects with Uber and Halo to help you get rides around town. Okay, that's pretty cool. I happen to use Google Maps, but I might check out City Mapper. Flipboard, whether you're a news junkie or simply want to browse headlines on your way to work, Flipboard has you covered. After you select the topics you're most interested in, the app creates themed magazines that are personalized in your taste. You can also connect Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to quickly flip through updates from all your social networks in one place. That's for Apple, Android, and Windows. City Mapper was Apple and Windows. Apple and Android. Also try, if you fall into less is more camp, check out Yahoo's News Digest, which offers a handful of carefully curated local local news twice a day. Flush Toilet Finder. When you have to go, you have to go. Flush will prevent the frantic rush to find a suitable place to do your business. The app has listings for more than 100,000 public restrooms around the world, including information on disability access, key requirements, and user reviews. Nothing more important than knowing where a toilet is, no doubt about it. That's for Apple and Android. Google Now. Turn on voice searches to find everything from directions, home and weather conditions, to recipes simply by asking OK Google. That's for Apple and Android. How about that? Android users, step it up a notch with Google Now Launcher, which puts Google Now's superpower directly on your home screen. Pocket, the simple way to save things you want to find or read later. If you're browsing in an app or on the web, save articles, videos, recipes, and other items in your Pocket account or easy access later. Your account syncs across all devices and on the web. Offline capabilities ensure that you always find the hashtag long read when you need it. That's for Apple and Android. Shazam. I use Shazam periodically. You're sitting there on the somewhere and you hear music playing and you want to know what that music is. Shazam will listen and identify the song that you are hearing and tell it to you. It's a great little game of name that tune. But Shazam. And I'm still amazed. I'd really love to find out from Shazam how they did it, because it's obviously got a database of recordings that are digitally databased, and it's somehow it's able to find every little piece of recording that's out there. It's just incredible. Have a song stuck in your head but no clue what it is? Try SoundHound, which can identify songs based on singing or humming. That sounds kind of cool. And Sunrise. There's a lot of great smart calendar apps on the market, but Sunrise's balance of features and its dead simple user interface make it a winner. The app syncs with Google, Microsoft Exchange, iCloud to put all the appointments and reminders in one place. The app also pulls weather and Google Maps data to add relevant info to your calendar events and connects with Facebook and LinkedIn so you can see the faces of people your meeting right in your calendar. That's for Apple and Android. I'm going to check that one out. How about Venmo? Hands down, the easiest way to pay friends. Venmo makes it simple to send money to people you know. You can also use the app to request payments, and money sent through app is easily transferred back to your bank account. Check out our beginner's guide here. That's for Apple and Android. Waze, W-A-Z-E. If you spend a lot of time in the car, this is a must. The app crowdsources traffic data, road conditions, and other information like speed traps and camera lights. If you're sitting in traffic, the app will automatically reroute to bring you to your destination more quickly. It also displays nearby gas stations and prices along with other nearby businesses. That's available for Apple and iPhone. And Yelp. Yelp. Regardless of whether you're looking for a new restaurant or to try or to want to double-check a menu, Yelp remains one of the best ways to check most businesses in town. If you're searching late at night, otherwise odd hour, be sure to switch on the Open Now filter. iTunes, Android, and Windows phones. 10 really good apps. A couple of them I'm going to try out. I do use something else, and I'd be interested to compare them. I do use a calendar, obviously, and I do use mappers. And so I'd be interested in that City Mapper or that other one that they were just talking about. both sound pretty cool. 10:46, going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, let's see what else is going on out there in the tech world. A lot of people are looking for places to put information and running out of space or want to have it in a certain centralized area so you can get at it with all your different apps and devices. Well, Amazon's Unlimited Everything plan makes cloud storage super cheap, says Thorin Klazowski. And this was written on the 26th of March. In lifehacker.com is the website. Amazon launched a couple of new plans for its Amazon Cloud Drive service, and both are pretty good deal compared to other services. If you already have a Prime membership, you can get unlimited photo storage for free. Or if you want to upgrade, you can get unlimited storage for just $59.99 a year. Amazon's new plans are a lot cheaper than the competition. 1 terabyte on Dropbox runs $100 a year. On Google Drive, it's $120 a year. And iCloud charges $240 a year. If you're not already a Prime member, the unlimited photo storage will run you $12 a year, which is still substantially cheap than the competition. In both cases, you'll need to download a desktop app to do the uploading. The typical Amazon fashion, it's a little clunky, but it gets the job done. If you can check out a free 3-month trial by following the link below, which is Amazon Cloud Drive. The website is, well, it's pretty lengthy as a matter of fact, but you might just check out Cloud Drive Home and get there through Amazon. So you have some unlimited everything and unlimited photos. Two options there on Amazon. Personally, I am not a big fan of putting anything on the cloud. You've heard enough stuff of privacy being invaded. I just don't feel like I want to give anybody the option of having that stuff. So very few things I put out on the cloud drive. And if I do, it's all encrypted. And so you should look into encryption options so that you are putting it up there and somebody cannot get look at it without any type of passcode. Could those passcodes be cracked? Probably at some point as computer power gets more fancy, but at least it's more of a deterrent. I'm not the easiest guy to do it, but I do not put a lot out there, really. Not much at all. In fact, I keep most of the stuff at home, and I keep it geographically separate from my house just in case of a physical problem at my home. It's 10:51, and let's see what we have. I have this article here. Seven Reasons I Am Now Terrified of Computers, Courtesy of Symantec. This is written by Matt Weinberger and Business Insider on Yahoo.com. And Matt says that it's not looking good for old-fashioned human beings out in the wide world of security. If the Internet Security Threat Report from Symantec covering the last year of cybersecurity is to be believed. In 2014, retailers like Target and Home Depot, insurance companies like Anthem, and plenty more places besides were the victims of massive data breaches that saw credit card numbers and personal records stolen and sold on the web's black market. The report indicated things aren't going to get better. In 2014, it took hackers only 4 hours to go from finding out about the Heartbleed vulnerability to exploiting it for data theft on websites all over the world. A million new pieces of malware, harmful software like viruses, password loggers, and other stuff you don't want are released into the wild every day. Plus, hackers have gotten sophisticated at pretending to be, say, a local police station or a coworker in order to get a password or network access out of a mark. Meanwhile, the companies that have to defend themselves from ever more resourceful hackers take hours, days, and weeks to patch the holes in their systems. That's not changing. So, Symantec covered a panel of cybersecurity experts to discuss the report's findings. In no particular order, there are the reasons I am terrified, thanks to Symantec. Your personal data can get hacked as part of a massive effort. Data thieves don't have to be aiming for you, you just have to be in the system. They're not hacking you, they're hacking everybody, says author and ex-cop Mark Goodman. Well, let me just say this. I use revolving credit cards, so I don't have that out there. I use encrypted data only in very short and small supplies on cloud storage. So I am not out on other people's addresses and servers. It's not that hard for would-be hackers to get started. There are online hangouts for interested people to learn how to break into computer networks, and the risks of getting caught are basically nil. It's a confidence game. And confidence is high, says Rand Corporation. The only way you break in is by allowing technology to do it. So if you're opening emails that don't belong to you or you don't recognize, delete them. If somebody says, "Did you get my email?" you can always say, "I thought it was a fraud. I deleted it. Send it to me again." If you don't understand your technology at home with regard to routers, encryption, security, you need to call somebody and get up on that information. Often it's not even people who are conducting the actual attack. Automated systems can scan scores of networks and break in. Again, if you're bringing that stuff in, that's your own fault. The Internet of Things, the intelligent name for smart devices like light bulbs, thermostats, applications, whatever, is super insecure. I agree, and at this particular point, I am not really interested in having very sophisticated appliances that need to tell me when to change the filter. I think I can figure that out for myself at this point. And quite honestly, when something like that breaks, it's much more expensive. So I do not buy very sophisticated technological equipment for something that I need to do, like wash clothes. Credit card numbers aren't the worst thing a hacker can steal. After all, you can cancel a credit card. But if a hacker gets your health records, they can file a claim against the health insurance company to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. Ransom is the easiest way for hackers to make money. Right now, if they get into your corporate network, they can often encrypt every file the victim has, often giving access back if they pay up. Thanks to the coming Internet of Things, they could hold everything. I have seen much of that, and very rarely can they encrypt everything. It takes too long. But I have heard of people getting ransomware, and quite honestly, All it is just malware, and you need to just run a malware program. I have heard of somebody actually paying up to $500 because they had a ransomware, and they should have called me. I would have done it for a lot less than $500. And that, unfortunately, that program is still out there on their computer, and the thieves and the hackers can do it again. That also means that hackers have the potential to do things like threaten to turn off pacemakers or alter your medical records. Yeah, it's possible, but it's not as interesting. And again, you just have to keep running malware and virus scans and stop opening emails that you don't recognize. Do not fear. It's not as bad as it really sounds, but you do need to be smarter about it. And we have financial literacy coming up on Friday with Michelle Heide, but we need to have technological literacy at some point as well. All right, time for me to get on out of here. The Some Things About Money team is here next. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. The mission of tech today. Hopefully, we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next week, folks. Take care.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The mother of a North Carolina community college shooting suspect says the victim had made inappropriate sexual advances toward him. Debbie Stansel tells WNCN-TV the advances upset her son and that he was recently fired from his job at the school. Kenneth Stansel is being held in a Florida jail after police say he fatally shot the print shop director yesterday at Wayne Community College. Marco Rubio is kicking off his campaign for president. After announcing he's officially running for president yesterday in Miami, the Florida Republican senator is starting to look for votes. In an interview with NBC's Today Show, Rubio explained what becoming the first Latino president would mean to him. The Senate panel is mulling over a bill today that the White House warns could sabotage nuclear talks with Iran. The measure would give Congress 2 months to review any final deal and prevent President Obama from removing sanctions while that review is ongoing. The U.S. and partners recently struck a framework agreement with Iran, and the deadline for a final deal is June 30th. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10 Tuna Chew Weight Loss System from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nufina probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
An Alaska Airlines baggage handler in the cargo hold of a jetliner caused the plane to turn around.
Upon landing, the employee, a Menzies Aviation employee, exited the forward cargo hold and mentioned to first responders that he was taking a nap.
Airline spokesperson Bobby Egan says the airliner returned about 14 minutes into the flight after people heard banging coming from the hold Monday. The baggage handler was taken to the hospital as a precaution, though the cargo hold is pressurized and temperature controlled. Alaska Airlines is investigating exactly why the employee was sleeping inside the hold. It's Equal Pay Day. Tuesday, April 14th, marks how far beyond December 31st that women have to work to earn as much as men did in 2014. The date is based on statistics showing the average woman working full-time earns about 78 cents to every dollar her male counterpart makes. The wage gap does not factor in the type of work being done, actual hours on the job, or time off to care for kids. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. And yet here I am.